The Seleucid Empire. King Demetrius II Nicator. Of course, Nicator means victor. Now, his father was Demetrius I Sotar, and his mother was Laodice V, with a question mark, so we're not sure. He was born 160 BC, and he died 125 BC, and he reigned from 146 to 139 BC. So he doesn't die when he loses his reign. So he'll be around hiding in the brush somewhere for a while. His first wife was Cleopatra Theia, and they had Seleucus V, Philometor, Antiochus VIII, and Griffus. His second wife was Rodogune of Parthia, and he's married to her from 138 to 131 BC. Now, Cleopatra Theia was remarried after the death of her first husband, Alexander I Balas. And, of course, she married Demetrius II. In 139 BC, Demetrius II was captured fighting the Parthians and held prisoner until 129 BC. After Demetrius was captured, Antiochus VII, Sidetes, came to Syria taking the throne and marrying Cleopatra Theia in 138 BC. In 129 BC, the Parthians released Demetrius II as a political maneuver against Antiochus VII. Antiochus VII was then killed fighting the Parthians. So Cleopatra Theia sent her son, Antiochus IX, to Cyzicus in Asia Minor. Demetrius II returned to Syria, regaining the throne and regaining Cleopatra Theia as his queen once again. So it's not a twisted tale, is it at all? Just trying to keep track of everybody is unbelievable. Well, Demetrius II, as a young boy, had fled to Crete after the death of his father, his mother, and older brother, when Alexander Balas stole the Seleucid throne. Demetrius, with the help of Ptolemy VI, Philometor of Egypt, defeated Alexander I Balas, and after having his daughter divorce Alexander I Balas, he then married her to Demetrius II. But Demetrius was not a popular king. The people of Syria had little respect for the 14-year-old king. Actually, Cleopatra Theia was 18. He came to power with the help of the Egyptian troops, Cretan mercenaries, and the ruthless Lastian mercenaries. The Antiochians actually offered the Seleucid crown to Ptolemy VI of Egypt, but he insisted on Demetrius, mainly because he knew Rome would never tolerate a unified Hellenistic state. A year later, Ptolemy VI was killed when Alexander I Balas made one last desperate attempt to regain the Seleucid throne, and Alexander I Balas died as well. That left the now 15-year-old Demetrius as the sole ruler. However, the Antiochians rebelled over his pillaging Cretan soldiers, and order was finally restored, but not until several massacres had taken place. General Diodotus conquered Antioch and put Alexander the Balas' infant son, Antiochus VI Dionysius, on the throne. So Demetrius II established himself in Seleucia, which is the other capital of the Seleucid Empire. Ultimately, Diodotus deposed Antiochus VI and ruled as King Tryphon. So the Seleucid Empire was divided. You have the legitimate heir in Seleucia. You have the usurper in Antioch. And then, of course, we have Parthian activity. In 139 BC, they forced Demetrius II to take action against Mithridates I, king of Parthia. But after initial successes, Demetrius was defeated in the Iranian mountains and taken prisoner in 138 BC, which, of course, precipitated all of the other mess that was going on. Well, the Seleucid Empire, at this point, is now the Babylonian province. Its Babylonian province became Parthia. Syria, the dynasty, was able to be restored by Demetrius II's younger brother, Antiochus VII, who, of course, then married Cleopatra Theia. Meanwhile, Demetrius II was exiled in Hyrcania on the shores of the Caspian Sea. Mithridates treated him well even marrying him to a Parthian princess. Demetrius, of course, escaped twice, but was recaptured both times. First time, a friend, Callimander, helped. And when the two were caught, the Parthian king rewarded Callimander because of his loyalty to Demetrius. Second time, Demetrius was recaptured. Mithridates humiliated him by giving him a golden set of dice, hinting that Demetrius was a restless child. In 130 BC, Antiochus Sidetes marched against the Parthians, winning several large victories. King Pherites II made what he thought was a brilliant political move. He released Demetrius II. He expected the two brothers would now fight a civil war. But Antiochus Sidetes was defeated by the Parthians shortly after Demetrius. And then shortly after, Demetrius was defeated, but he still managed to return to Syria and regain both his throne and his queen. So we finally get to the point where this confusing mess settles down. You have Demetrius II's second reign. He's still greatly hated by the Syrian people. That hasn't changed. His personality hasn't changed. And it's due to his cruelties as well as his various humiliating defeats. Now, Cleopatra Theia's mother, Cleopatra II, had fled to Syria in 127 BC after engaging in a civil war against her brother, Ptolemy VIII. Doesn't get any easier, does it? It just gets a little bit more confusing all along. Well, that provided Demetrius II with an army to aid her, but the troops deserted him. Then Ptolemy VIII responded by setting up Alexander II Zabinius as a usurper against Demetrius. In 126 BC, Demetrius II was defeated at Damascus. He fled to Ptolemais, but his wife locked the gates. Demetrius II was murdered on a ship near Tyre. He was succeeded by his queen, Cleopatra Theia, and then by two of his sons, Seleucid V Philometor and Antiochus VIII Gryphus. So that is the relatively simple mess that is the reign of Demetrius II. And these confusing moments in Seleucid history are going to continue because it appears that the children manage to survive and jump around, but they end up with the same wife. We're going to have Cleopatra Selene is going to eventually come on the scene and do pretty much the same thing as Cleopatra Theia. She's going to marry this brother, going to marry that brother. We're going to end up with kids everywhere. So it becomes quite an interesting scene. You can see that after a certain point that we've, like with Antiochus the Great, that the Seleucids are on a downhill spiral at this point. Now, the sources of this are the House of Seleucus by Bevan, the Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that and haven't gotten too confused. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, the new website, and see what's there. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.